final hour on this Thursday afternoon. Darren McFarland and Willie Donick here with you. Let's say hello to Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet, Hockey Night in Canada. 32 thoughts. He's in the belly of the beast in Montreal. Elliot, if you were to have to walk away from this hit in Nashville, what would be the news that would have you going, guys, got to go?
Well, sorry. I just had someone talking to me on the street. I kind of missed the question. Hit me with it again.
I said, if you have to say during this hit in Nashville, guys, I got to go, what's the news that could likely happen during this hit that could have you saying, guys, I got to go?
I think the Devils and Blackhawks are talking about Alex DeBrincat in a second pick. I don't know how likely it is, but I do think they're talking about it, and that's probably one of the things that could do it.
We saw the Chris Letang deal in Pittsburgh. Wow comes to mind, really? 6 years? Over $6 million per? We didn't understand it. What say you?
I understood it because I heard yesterday that there was a team that was prepared to make Letang a significant four-year offer. And so let's just assume for a second let's just say someone was willing to offer Letang 4 times 9. That would be $36 million. And this deal is 6 times 6. And the other thing, too, it's front-loaded. Most of the money, I think, is in the first 2 to 3 years. So I wonder, I think that gives Pittsburgh better shape for a buyout on the back of the end, if that's what they have to do. Letang is 36. But I think they really wanted to keep him. You know, he had a great season last year. He had a great season. I think they felt they still needed him. And what this says to me is that they just felt that they had to do this deal to match what Letang was going to get out there, and they decided he's still too valuable to their team to let him walk for nothing.
Well, the Stanley Cup champs just made a move, and it's in net. What do you make of the deal with the Rangers?
Well, I guess, well, the Rangers had to move Gorgiev. They weren't going to be able to qualify him. The number they had to qualify him at, they couldn't fit into their salary cap. So it was one of the worst-kept secrets that he was likely going to be moving. And they kept on trying to ask for a bigger price. They really couldn't get it. And this is probably about the best they could have hoped for. Now, obviously, they see something in Gorgiev. Like, at times, Gorgiev has shown that he could be a pretty good goalie. And at other times, I think teams have really questioned whether or not he's good enough to carry a number one job. This will be a 1-1A in Colorado with him and Pavel Francouz. I'm really curious about this because I think a lot of us thought that there was a decent chance that Kemper was going to stay. And I guess what happened was he heard what was out there, and it was just too rich for Colorado's blood. You know, we saw last year that Colorado let Grubauer walk. They wouldn't pay him what Seattle was willing to pay him. And in this particular case, it looks like Kemper has an idea of what's out there, and it's more than what Colorado was willing to pay.
In your opinion, who do you think has the inside edge to start in between the pipes game one for Colorado this upcoming season?
Oh, that's a great question. I think performance will dictate. They really like that Francouz. I think that's a great question. I think it's going to be an open competition there. I think performance dictates early next year.
Is there anything we need to know about concerning Philip Forsberg here in Nashville? Is there any new news that could be coming down the pike here sometime today or in the very, very near future, in your opinion?
Well, I just think, look, like you guys know my opinion. I really thought that they were going to – this was going to come down to this week or next week. And I really believe there was a path to get it done. So far, I'm 1 for 2. I was right about Letang. I thought that one was going to get done. I thought there was a decent chance Kemper would stay. Obviously, that's not happening. It was not decent enough. I think that what has happened here is they're not far apart, but it's just not been as easy to close. I still think at the end of the day, I think there's still a path to get it done between Forsberg and the Predators. But I will say this, this has been harder than I thought. I think it's been harder than everyone thought. And I always worry about the emotion in times like this. I think if cooler heads prevail, this works out. And I still see a path to a deal. But there's no question it's been harder than everybody thought.
Elliot Friedman is with us from Montreal. Elliot, we've been speculating this. If the offer that has been reported, and David Boyle said it himself, the low eights. So let's say it's somewhere around 8.25 with a full no-trade clause where you get the advantages of being in Nashville and the tax situation you're in.
Yeah,
it looks like realistically somebody would have to go to 9.5 or more to beat that. So who are the teams in your mind? Who are the teams in your mind that could do that?
Well, I think it comes to who's willing to clear room. Like, basically, if New Jersey does the Brinket, they're out. So that leaves Philadelphia. That leaves Seattle. Off the top of my head, they can do it, no problem. But the other thing I think you have to remember is that if Philip Forsberg goes on the market, he's a 40-goal scorer. There's going to be teams that you look at and say, they can't do it, they can't do it, they can't do it. But someone's going to say, we're going to try to do it. Like, 40-goal scorers do not become available that often. So I don't think you should necessarily look. Like, look, the obvious cap teams that could do it now that I think would, I mean, Seattle would be foremost. I think Philly would try it. But you have to recognize that there will be teams out there you look and say, oh, they can't afford it. They'll work to do it. And the other thing don't forget is in the summer, you can go 10% over the salary cap.
That is something to keep in mind. You can go over the salary cap in the moment and then fix it later. So
by puck drop. You have to fix it by puck drop.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so along the same lines, it's been kind of quiet, it seems, on Johnny Gaudreau. Anything new there?
I think we're going to know in the next few days. I think this has been a really hard decision for Gaudreau. I think that there's been reasons for him to stay in Calgary. I think there are family reasons for him to go back east. I think he's really wrestled for it. I think the Flames have made him a very competitive offer, and I think the Flames would like to know what's going on. I think we'll know in the next few days at the latest.
JT Miller's another guy that seems to be getting shopped around all over the place. Over 90 points last year, 1 year left on his deal. What are you seeing there?
I think that it hasn't gone as quickly as Vancouver would have thought. I think Washington is in there. I think the Rangers have a lot of things going on. I think the Rangers have a lot of balls in the air, and they're looking for a guy in his price range now, and also who can play the way he plays. I think Washington, I think the Rangers. But I think the Rangers have a lot of balls in the air. I thought New Jersey, but New Jersey is going to be out if they get this to Brinket done. I think it might. I'm 50-50 on him moving today. I think there's a possibility that it takes a bit longer.
So that's interesting. Just if people have just joined us, you're speculating that New Jersey, the former captain, the original captain of the Predators, Tom Fitzgerald, wants Alex DeBrincat.
I think so.
All right.
What I'll say is that I believe that they are talking to Chicago about it. And I think there's a possibility that it happens, but it's got to get done.
All right, finish with this, Elliot. Give us your take on Ryan McDonagh and the deal that the Predators got. They actually shedded a contract that I don't think they were planning on keeping anyway in Phil Myers.
Yeah.
So they get McDonagh and get rid of over $2 million off of their cap.
Yeah.
He's 33. What does he have left for them? Is it a good move for Nashville?
I think it's a great move for Nashville. I am a Ryan McDonagh geek. I think he's a hell of a player. When they were winning Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final for a long series, They had 3 minutes left. They were trying to do a one-goal lead. They got a power play. They kept Hedman on the ice. They kept Hedman on the ice for the entire power play. And then, like, the last minute and a half or so, while they were even strength and then down a man because of the empty net, it was McDonough on the ice to protect it. And he's, you know, look, he's got a lot of miles on his body, but he keeps himself in great shape. He's incredibly competitive. He still wants to win. Hold on, let that cement truck go by me. He still wants to win in the worst possible way. He's a great teammate. He will play hard. I think it's a great, great ad for you guys. Great ad. I'm a big Ryan McDonough geek, and he's a hugely popular player in the league.
Great stuff. Well, Elliot, we were very disappointed that we got the schedule yesterday, and we found out that, unlike this past year, because of the issues with the Senators and the COVID, we had 3 or 4 straight days in Montreal. We have them on a back end of a back-to-back this year for our one trip.
No.
So that was a thumbs down to the schedule makers right there. I think we have Toronto, Montreal back-to-back or something like that. But we will not be staying Montreal long enough. So enjoy your time up in that city as much as you can, as busy as you are right now. But thanks a lot for the insight, as always.
You know what? This is a work trip, guys. There's no screwing around. Well, let's not forget that, okay?
It's radio. We can't see your face. Elliot, thanks for doing this. Have fun today and tonight.
All right, guys. Take good care.
Elliot Friedman, Sportsnet, 32 Thoughts, Hockey Night in Canada. Good stuff, and we were able to keep him the whole segment. How about that? So no new news yet.
It sounded like he was near where Jeff Kilty was yesterday during his interview. This stuff was zooming by, and there was a lot of hustle and bustle going on there, but we got the job done there. So we've got some things to interpret when we come back, don't we?
Let's unpack some things from that interview with Elliot Friedman. We'll do that next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game, and The Game Nashville app.